Higher education should mean more than just classes and theory. It should mean jumping right into the middle of things. The institution headed up by our next guest gives students a unique opportunity to do just that. Dr. Neil Kerwin is president of American University in Washington, D.C. We are happy to welcome him aboard. Dr. Kerwin, thanks for joining us today.
Dennis, I'm very pleased to be with you.
We're delighted to have you here. Now, back when I was in college, the world was facing quite a number of crucial, pressing issues, but those seem to pale in comparison to the issues that are facing students today. What do you see as the environment for which you're preparing your students?
Dennis, the problems that we face today and the ones that our students will inherit are daunting. We as adults today forget, of course, that many of the problems we confronted at their age seemed every bit as intimidating. We prepare our students in the following way. They have to be ready for a lifetime of change, and we think the best preparation for that change is a traditional education based broadly in the liberal arts. We also think that the problems that you mentioned, as daunting as they might be, present great opportunities for our students, that students need to embrace the complexity of the world around them, and they need to understand that just because something is difficult doesn't mean it's something to be avoided. Therefore, in addition to the broadly based education that we provide, we expect them to leave us expert in at least one field of study and deeply experienced in their interactions with the world around them.
Now, an enormous amount of what makes American University unique is its location and the way AU interacts with it. Tell me about the synergy between American University and Washington, D.C.
Our relationship with Washington, D.C. literally suffuses every element of our mission. The research and scholarship that our faculty engage in is not only informed by the city we live in, it is stimulated by it. The professional work and art of our faculty is inspired by the city that has grown so dramatically and so impressively over these past 40 years. Our teaching uses the city of Washington as a laboratory for learning, and the service that we do as part of our mission touches every community in Washington, the local community, the national community, and the international community.
Now, your university seems determined to give students more than just a close-up view, but a chance to actually get involved as well. What opportunities become available for participation in the vortex of world events through AU?
We insist that our students become involved. We don't think that it should be an option for an undergraduate student at American University to sit only on our campus, learn what we have to give them in the classroom, and ignore this rich opportunity that's out there in the city of Washington. Literally, there is no thing they can study in our classrooms, whatever their major field of study might be, that they can't be doing at a very high level 15 minutes later in an institution, an organization, or a firm dedicated to what they're studying. So, our concern is to ensure that the students are able to make good choices about how to spend that non-curricular time. We have many, many more internship opportunities than we can fill with our students. Many of the institutions, the pinnacle institutions that we interact with, have worked with American University students in the past, think very highly of their capabilities, and want them back. Unfortunately, we can't meet every need that comes to us, but it's a wonderful circumstance for our students to confront.
Dr. Kerwin, we're a little short of time, but give us a few of the names of the opportunities for internships that your students are offered.
Name an institution or an organization and you've got it. The White House, the National Institutes of Health, virtually every major national network, cable news, television, businesses that have grown up through the Fortune 500 list. Just about every organization in the city of Washington has benefited in one way or another from interactions with our students.
Sounds like the constant knocking of opportunity. Dr. Kerwin, thanks so much for joining us here on Sky Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Neil Kerwin is president of American University in Washington, D.C., where we reached him by phone. They are on the web at www.american.edu.